Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. I can't see him, though, because of all this, like, soot in the air. Jimmy?
Jimmy!
Where are you, Jimmy?
Well, it might be funny to you guys, okay? But yesterday was painful.
Oh, was it? What happened?
Well, we had to postpone a show. I actually had to postpone two shows. One was in Syracuse.
But
one was here also, Connecticut. But.
I heard about, Bozzy sent me an email on Young the Giant postponing.
Yes.
Do we have a new date on that?
Yes, next Wednesday.
Cool. Oh, wow. Great.
That was quick.
Some people didn't think it was so quick.
Oh.
Of course, that's social media for you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
why? What happened?
Well, they were bitching that it took so long for us to make a decision, but we had made the decision, but we needed to find if we can get a new date. We need to get the support act to make sure they can make it that day.
Yeah.
Oh.
Then we needed to get a hold of Ticketmaster. Then we need to get a hold of the city of Bridgeport and tell them, and on and on and on. It takes a lot of time to postpone a show.
Yeah.
It's just not a snap decision.
No.
But it just seems some people want snap decisions, which I understand totally, because they're planning to go to a show. But it's a business that we need to do everything and check everybody and make sure that who's available, what days the amp is open, and try to marry the available dates with the headliner and the opening act. And make sure they can make that date.
I'm guessing you have to contact vendors, or how does that work?
We had to contact all the food trucks and that come in, and we had to it was just the stagehands, the security people.
Wow.
All those calls? Holy crap. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Just you flip a switch.
Yeah, it's a lot behind the scenes.
And that's why we're getting a lot of heat on social media to make the decision, and we wanted to make the decision to postpone it early in the afternoon, but we couldn't until we had a lot of, let's just say, things lined up to make sure we can still do the show the following week.
At what point in the day did someone call you or you make the call to, like, all right, let's look into moving this, or the air's not right? But when does that happen?
Well, we actually started to think about it around 10 a.m. in the morning, but we were watching things, because postponing a show is a lot of work, and also costs a lot of money, because you've incurred a lot of expenses setting up the stagehands, setting up the equipment and things like that. Uh-huh. So while that was all going on, we were keeping an eye on the air quality, and as it kept getting worse, we said about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, okay, we have to figure out how to postpone this. So it took us about 3 hours to get everything lined up to postpone it. So finally around 4 o'clock we postponed it.
You know, it shocks me that people on social media
are
upset about something.
When did that start happening? Next thing you know, they're saying bad things about you and your mother.
It is wild.
Oh, it is. It's always been unicorns and rainbows for me.
Where do these people come from?
My God.
No.
They are our neighbors.
Yeah, no, I'm sitting across from one now. AJ.
What?
I learned a long time ago, just don't even comment.
Yeah, not me. I go after him.
But you're very sensitive to that stuff, Jimmy.
Because I try to be very fan-friendly. When we get accused of not being fan-friendly, I am working my butt off to try to do what's best for the fans. And I knew what was best for the fans was not to have people go outside last night and breathe in that air for hours upon hours.
Right.
But, you know, first of all, the main offices for everybody involved was out in L.A., so even though we were thinking about it around 10, 11 o'clock in the morning,
they weren't open yet.
They weren't even awake yet.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
And they're like, wait a minute. Hold on, Jimmy. I'm trying to look out my window through all the smog.
Right.
Well, in L.A., smog is a normal thing, so they think we're a bunch of chickens out here. And we go, wait a second.
What's the problem over there?
Yep. Yeah.
Please.
Come on.
Yeah. This is really bad out there.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
And then we had a Chris Stapleton show planned for tonight in Syracuse. So while I was working on Young the Giant last night, Syracuse had air quality was almost twice as bad as it was in Connecticut yesterday.
Wow.
So we were dealing with Chris Stapleton's team and the county up in Syracuse and the building in Syracuse and working on moving that date also. So we were all hands on deck. Yeah,
that's a lot. Yeah. And so you're taking all these calls and you're doing texts and emails.
Right.
And two venues at the same time, do you ever lose track of like who you're talking to? And then they say, hey, wait.
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean
yesterday
Wednesday?
I went, wait a second. Wait a second. What show are we talking about here?
I picture you like that guy in the cartoon. You're holding two phones up.
He just said, I love you too.
Well, the guy who manages, the team that manages Chris Stapleton also manages Dave Matthews. So we have Dave Matthews Saturday, day after tomorrow in Hartford. So all of a sudden, we got a call about that. Okay, now I'm nervous about, can Dave Matthews play on Saturday? So then we had to call the weather service while we're doing all this and see what the, you know, what's the prognosis for Saturday's air quality. We have no idea what it is. And we had to deal with Dave Matthews, which looks like it's fine. It's happening as of now.
Great.
See, it looks like the air will be fine by Saturday. And then some manager decided that maybe indoors isn't safe because if the state is saying, don't go outside. We had a show last night at Oakdale that was sold out, and we had to start dealing with that manager saying, well, is it safe for people to go outside, get in their cars, and even drive to the show? So then I had to deal with that manager yesterday and say, it's indoors. It's not outdoors, and people can go outdoors for 5 minutes while they walk from the on-site parking lot at Oakdale into the Oakdale. That shouldn't be a problem. But they wanted to check with other people to make sure what I was saying was right. So we were, it was a bunch of things being juggled at the same time.
So it was four, it was actually, you were working on four shows and all of the people that are involved in all four shows simultaneously yesterday.
Well, we were actually dealing with six shows because we were dealing with the two Thomas Rhett shows this weekend at Mohegan Sun, whose manager also said, is it safe to play at Mohegan Sun for two nights? Because it's, even though it's indoors, they were worried about it and people getting in the parking lots. And again, I said, they have on-site parking. We will herd everybody indoors over this weekend for Thomas Rhett and make sure they go indoors Friday and Saturday if the air quality is really bad. So we were really dealing with six shows yesterday.
Let's just get in the car and beat up Canada.
This is why you're the best person for that. This is why you've been so successful.
Yeah, really.
Most of us would have just said, get your ass here and shut up. Hang up, click.
I'd be crying in the corner, stuck on my thumb right now.
This was a first for me, and I've been doing this for 55 years. Never had to deal with air quality issues.
Wow.
Right.
Never, ever.
After 9/11, it wasn't air quality issues. It was safety. It was the mourning of the country. So that was a whole different thing. COVID was a whole different thing.
Everything shut down, yeah.
It's interesting. Yes. When you've been doing it as long as you, you would think, I've seen everything.
And says, oh, no.
Nope.
Right. Face it.
Don't
ever
say that out loud.
Hold my beer.